Plus all of this, I spoke with Alexander Stubb, the president of Finland.
President Stubb, thanks very much. Good to see you. The German Chancellor, Friedrich Merz, opened this conference saying the current world order as we know it is over. And the written report that was published ahead of this conference blamed President Trump for, quote, taking the axe to the system that has ensured European security for decades. Do you agree with those statements?
No, I've just written a book saying that the world order is actually in transition. So no. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. World orders change. After World War I, it lasted for 2 decades. After World War II, for 4 decades. And after the Cold War, for 3 decades. And now we're looking for something new. And for me, it's very important that the transatlantic partnership still stands in the middle of it.
There is enormous angst among some of the Europeans I speak to, and I acknowledge it's divisions within Europe, but still, enormous angst. And I had a European foreign minister at this conference tell me that Europe cannot defend itself conventionally. Lack of a trust in the United States or losing trust. This minister is going to raise the idea of more European countries getting nuclear weapons beyond France and the United Kingdom. Is that a conversation that's actually been happening? Is that a good idea?
Well, first, I'd disagree with the minister in question. I mean, the full Finnish defense composure with 830 miles of border with Russia is based on our capability to defend ourselves.
Conventionally.
Conventionally. Yeah. The reason we have 1 million men and women who've been trained in Arctic conditions. We have 62 F-18s. We just bought 64 F-35s. We have long-range missiles, air, land and sea. And we have the biggest artillery in Europe together with Poland. So I don't want to hear anyone telling me that we can't defend ourselves. Then as far as nuclear weapons are concerned, I think we still need the U.S. nuclear umbrella. NATO is based on 3 deterrent pillars, and nuclear is one of them. Of course, we have some nuclear weapons in the UK, obviously in France, but the key umbrella comes from the United States.
Chancellor Merz said today that he was speaking to Emmanuel Macron of France. The idea of France providing protection to Europe with its own nuclear weapons, something that France, decision that France has not made yet. Is that a sign, do you think, that there is some doubt in the U.S. nuclear umbrella?
No, I don't think there should be any doubt in that. I think the whole nuclear posture of the world is changing in the sense that previously had 2 big players, Russia and the U.S. Now you have a third one. In other words, China with 600 nuclear warheads
going
to 1,500. So this sort of changes the landscape. And of course, Europe has to look at its own protection. But at the end of the day, it is in the vested interest of the United States to give the nuclear umbrella to Europe and for Europe to accept that as well.
Hmm. You have a close relationship, of course, with President Trump, as many have pointed out. And some of your European counterparts, I think, have taken a lesson from the Greenland crisis and why President Trump chose to defuse that or take the off-ramp that was offered him by the Secretary General. And that is that strength, European strength, pushing back against President Trump, rather than giving in, somehow is a better way to deal with President Trump. Is that how you see it?
Well, I mean, always in diplomacy, you can either de-escalate or then you can escalate to de-escalate. I think that it's always best to do the de-escalation publicly and the escalation privately.
So is that how Greenland got solved? Publicly, you reassured the president, but actually privately you said, hey, this is a little bit threatening.
No, I think what we had were 3 scenarios, the good, bad, and the ugly. So the good was to de-escalate, find an off-ramp, and focus on Arctic security. A bad one was a trade war and increase of tariffs. And the ugly one was the continued threat of a military threat. So we sort of played 2 and 3 out, and now we're working on number 1. And I think these kinds of off-ramps and processes are important.
Let's talk about Russia a little bit. Of course, as you mentioned, the longest border with Russia and NATO. Russian forces are building up or have been building up military bases on the other side of Finland, infrastructure as well. What do you think Russia's after? And how concerning have Russian moves been in your opinion?
Well, again, we're not concerned. And we also accept the fact that there have always been Russian troops or Soviet troops by our border. And when the war ends, there will be more. I actually think that Russia is losing this war. I think starting the whole war with Ukraine was a strategic mistake of Putin. He wanted to Russify Ukraine. It's becoming European. He wanted to prevent the enlargement of NATO. He got Finland and Sweden. And he wanted to keep European defense expenditure down, and we're going to 5%. So I'm not excessively worried. And I don't like this rhetoric that, the Nordics are next or the Baltics are next. No, no, they're not. I mean, Russia is not going to test Article 5.
But does that mean that Russia is not the long-term threat?
It is a long-term threat. Right. There's no question about that, because in its DNA is imperialism and expansion. It's done that throughout its history. And to be honest, it hasn't been able to cope with its own history in an honest kind of way, Soviet era or otherwise. I think what we need to do in the future is to make sure that those imperialistic threats don't move over to the Southern Caucasus or to Central Asia.
Do you think Putin, do you think Russia is serious in the conversations about ending the war?
I hope they are. But, you know, some people are saying that Russia is not ending this war because they want to continue to acquire territory. I don't believe in that at all. I think Russia is not able to end this war because the social and political cost for Putin not being able to pay the soldiers when they go back is too high. So that's why I'm skeptical about Putin's intention.
Finland President Alex Stubb, thank you very much.
You can see an extended version of Nick's interview with President Stubb and other leaders at the Munich Security Conference on Compass Points. Find that on our YouTube page and on your local PBS station this weekend.